Blog Talk Radio.
So this is part two of the interview with Kalia. Sorry about getting cut off. I guess Blog Talk Radio only lets me record 20 minutes at a time or something like that. Anyway, so we were talking about, where were we? What were we talking about? We were talking about these systems where, you know, I'm on upcoming.org and Flickr and, you know, WordPress.com and FriendFeed and Twitter and Facebook and whatever. I have 19 different services I'm on, and I have to change my identity on each one if I want to change it. If I want to change my picture everywhere, I have to go to each one of those places and change it. And you were talking about XRI, right? The protocol that lets a programmer, really, because it's not going to be an end user, a programmer build a system that would be able to talk to each one of those things and say, hey, a picture just changed, or a name just changed, or an email just changed, or something like that.
Right? Yeah.
So have you seen anybody build out a system yet? I guess an XRI provider?
There's one major project that's actually implemented this, and so La Leche League International has implemented it for their network of breastfeeding mothers. I think you have a breastfeeding child, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
So,
in fact, Miriam's on her way to New York right now to go to the Johnson & Johnson baby camp.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to hear lots about what baby camp's like.
Wow. So they've implemented it, and it's also so we'll see. I mean, the code hasn't been productized for that really yet, but it's there. It's really implemented. So it's an example of possibility more than anything. And, you know, the other thing that's also happening that's not as obvious is the whole card selector set of tools that actually there's a major interop happening with over 200 tests between the different parts of the system that Microsoft involved in and IBM and VeriSign and all these big players, because there's an issue with OpenID and there's a phishing hole there. It's not actually that secure. What is needed really to make the web more secure is the next generation of brains that live on the client that help the user manage their identity across different contexts.
Yep.
And that's what this next generation of card selector tools is about, and there's both commercial versions of it and also an open source version called Higgins.
Okay. So I might have a different identity for like my bank and my credit cards and buying tickets on United.com, for instance, versus like Twitter or Gmail or whatnot.
Yeah, and it would be a tool that would be, you know, on your desktop, on your cell phone potentially even, that would be this interface with that you would use a card, kind of like cards in your wallet metaphor, and it would do mutual authentication between your clients and their server so that you would actually be more aware of not walking into a fake bank and doing bad transactions.
Oh, okay. So when I give over my credentials, there would be some checking to make sure it's a real bank and not a phishing system or something like that.
Right.
Got it.
So it's trying to address the usable security issues that we have on the current web, which is like, oh, fill in this box with all your important information. Oh, how do I know it's really a place I should trust?
Yeah. And that comes up because identity systems are going beyond just being a single point of sign-on, you know, with a name and a password, and actually almost becoming what Microsoft wanted to put into what Internet Explorer 4.0, which was like a credit card wallet, you know, because we want to buy stuff off of, you know, Amazon and United and Orbitz or wherever else we're going to buy stuff, and we want to be able to just pay for that by clicking a virtual wallet and say, hey, take money out of my account or out of my credit card without having to re-enter in all this stuff. We're just aren't we always just reinventing stuff that people tried to do in the 90s?
Well, yeah, that's sort of true. I mean, I think one of the issues was like Microsoft screwed up because it tried to be the center of the universe. And one of the things that's been really amazing about this generation of you know, folks working on this problem is Microsoft has been an active and very good participant in the sense that they're doing the right things. They're collaborating with open source projects that basically duplicate what they're doing in their own system because they're like, well, you know, the web needs to be safe for everybody, not just Windows users, and we're never going to get adoption of these kind of tools and consistency across systems to make it safe for everyone unless we actually collaborate.
Interesting. So what else? So that's two pieces of identity that we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
Single sign-on and federation of our user data to other systems, and then sort of a credit card repository or a data repository about us that can be used for various commerce and other kinds of experiences and services. What else is going on in your world?
Well, there's one more thing along those lines, and there's a Higgins framework, which they've built out so that developers who don't want to deal with all of the protocols we just talked about, and there's more of them, like there's WS Trust and SAML and name your API that's going to come down the pipe. They've developed a thing called the Higgins ontology that folks can build to, and then it has different plugins and can speak all the different protocols that need to be talked to and identified.
How do you spell that, H-I-G-G-I-N-S?
Yeah, it's a long-tailed Tasmanian mouse.
Oh.
And they're really thinking about the long tail of social networks that are specialized and want to interoperate and aren't thinking, you know, like we're going to be the Uber silo for everybody, but that they know they need to interoperate. So they're trying to build that kind of set of tools so it's easy to make help people's data move under their control.
Oh, cool. Now, so where does identity end and data portability start? Because, you know, one thing I want to do with my social network is be able to move some of my friends over to Twitter from Facebook or like, people are asking about this, right? How do you have a few hundred friends on Twitter, and now you hear about this cool friend feed thing or social thing, and
yeah.
You want to tell friend feed about all your friends on Twitter and say, hey, are any of them already on friend feed? Can you turn them on over here? And right now, I had to manually enter in 1,000 friends by hand, right, by clicking on them. And it would have been a lot nicer to just say, hey, can you take my social network out of Facebook or out of Twitter and just put it onto friend feed? And, you get the point. So that's what I'm thinking of data portability in terms of social network
right.
data. Are you thinking about that as part of your identity, woman? Kinds of thinking, or
well,
is that
separate? Well, I think there's, you know, the community that I've worked with, I've been part of building the Identity Commons community, which has been looking at these issues for over 4 years now.
Yep.
Broadly. And when we start to think about social graph portability, the question of do I really want my friends in one place to move me over to another place without asking me first?
Well, if you're already over there, sure. Don't you? I mean, I'm already on FriendFeed, so why should all the people who are on Twitter and when they join up FriendFeed, why should they have to re-enter me as their friend? Why shouldn't they be able to say, hey, if Scoble already exists here, you know...
I agree with you. I mean, I think the question is for mainstream apps where you sort of have your mainstream set of friends and it's just kind of the same everywhere, shouldn't there be a way for you to display that and move that around? Sure. The question is, does that apply everywhere? And the answer is probably no, because there's lots of sort of strange and bizarre communities that people belong to that they don't want their friends who know them in one context to pull them over to another context.
Right. So you need granular controls like, hey, don't tell FriendFeed about my account here on Twitter or whatnot. Even if my friends exist in both places, don't bring me over there, right?
And I mean, I'm on mailing lists that have very clear, you know, that are relatively mainstream, but have very clear rules that what's said in the mailing list stays in the mailing list.
Yeah.
Including who's on it.
Yeah.
You know, and That's just so how we express, I guess a piece of it is how do you express the social norms and agreements that go with your communities and create shared understanding about, you know, what is portable and what isn't. Not
yeah.
everything is universally portable, right? And how do we create those sort of social agreements, understanding, and clarity so people don't mess up too?
Yeah. And how do you create the two-way APIs between these systems, right? Because if I change my name on Facebook, which has happened, right? I know somebody at Microsoft who had a sex change operation and changed his name to a her name, right?
Yeah.
And certainly I've just changed my email address, and you know other things change all the time, like what activities you're into and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if this isn't if this world or this ecosystem isn't done well, then all of a sudden my Twitter has a different username than my Facebook does, and
yeah.
then I'm back to the old thing where I have to go around to 19 services, and probably a year from now it'll be 50 services that I have to keep up to date, right?
Right. So we definitely need a tool set that's user-centric, that a bunch, like most services agree to adopt, and that standards for sort of a data web for people with permission and control happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a while. It's not going to be solved by the end of the year. Like, but certainly there can be pieces of that get incremental adoption, I'm hopeful about.
So what do you think will be done this year on both identity and data portability? Are you working with the dataportability.org, by the way? Is
yeah,
that part of
your... I'm collaborating with all folks who want to address this. I think that the Identity Commons community has a lot of depth of thinking and wisdom, as well as standards that are in progress and code that's in progress that hopefully they'll find useful. You know, there.